Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 32nd Torino Film Festival, and today I have the honor of being with Josephine Decker, who's here to present and introduce her homage here by Waves Onde, the section directed by Massimo Causa. So welcome, Josephine.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a
joy. Welcome back, actually, on Fred Film Radio after Berlin.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So the first and inevitable question, how is Torino treating you so far? I mean, you were here for a pre-opening, thanks to the Fondazione Sandretto, on the 20th. And you did a performance, Thanksgiving, Smash Living. and yesterday you presented Thou Wast Mine and Lovely, and two of your shorts, Gone Wild and Madonna Mia Violenta. So how was it?
Well, so far it's been like a wild and wonderful time. I basically can't get over the hospitality here. I'm part Italian. My mom is half Italian, so I feel the roots. I'm ready to move in, eat gnocchi every day, and see a lot of great films. And it's been, but also the people here are really wonderful and open, so that's been a joy.
You've been appointed as one of the Americans' independent filmmakers to keep an eye on. Plus, in 2014, Berlinale, in the Berlinale Forum, you had two of your films, Butter on the Ledge and Thou Wast Mine and Lovely, and your recent IFP screenings were all sold out. Somebody told me, somebody there that I know.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
And the screens were introduced by an a cappella quartet, if I'm not wrong, Hydra. So I try to think about the reason of your success. Obviously, besides your films being so instinctive, but I think that it's the combination, at least in my opinion, of these elements, like the fact that your films are all character-driven and so subjective, you know, from the point of view of the characters, and the fact that the interweaving of various genres, like there's everything. Mm-hmm. You cannot, you know, really say what genre your style is and your films are, and plus you're everything. You're an artist, you're a performer, you're a video maker. What do you think about my opinion?
Well, you know, it's interesting, just the idea of what is success ultimately, you know, and it's, I think it's ultimately a personal experience, because it's success on the outside looks very different in different places at different times, and I think for me, what feels nice is that I feel like I'm finally settling into myself as a filmmaker. I'm embracing that this is what I'm doing with my life. I'm not running away from it anymore. I'm happy to be an artist. But it is also a huge challenge, I think, now that have had some attention with these two films. Mm-hmm. Going into the next project, I'm a little nervous. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's got to be really good. But I do, I think that one thing that excites me, one of the reasons that I make work, is that I saw a lot of great art in my life that changed me. 100 Years of Solitude changed me. Reading East of Eden changed me. Seeing Miyazaki's film Spirited Away changed me. So I think I'm trying to hopefully like make something that works on many levels and that gives an audience an experience of laughing and crying and being terrified and being awakened the way that I've felt when I've been reading these incredible like magical realist works that have affected me.
We were discussing with some friends and colleagues about, especially about Waves, you know, Onde. It's considered to be the section where experimental directors are, and also the same thing we could say about Forum, at least that they, but maybe the secret, I'm asking you obviously, would be to have your approach, like being always open to new ideas and talk to people, experiencing things.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's well, I think that for me, at least, one of the things that's an honor about being in a more experimental work is that you're inviting the audience to participate. I think that's one of the big differences between experimental narrative and traditional narrative. Mm-hmm. It's just that the audience really has to do, to kind of like take certain steps into the film or into the art to understand it or to just experience it in general. It's not kind of a sit back and let everything land on you experience. It's something that's more interactive. But that is certainly being open and continuing to learn, I think, is it, for me, it's vital. And I don't feel like I can make art unless I'm like actively learning. I went back to school this fall, which is in a way terrible timing, because I have a lot of things going on. It's been a little hard to balance, but I'm taking a physical theater course in Philadelphia, and it's the idea, a lot of the people who are training me trained with Jacques Lecoq in France, and the idea is to sort of like come at film with a new approach from the theater world, something very collaborative where you're writing with a group of people and not by yourself. So for me, learning is vital, and I just feel lucky that I had parents who really fostered my education on many levels as a kid, because I think that the art hopefully reflects that to some way. But every artist is different. You know, sometimes I think there are beautiful birds who they grow up in captivity and they never are exposed to other birds, and the songs that they sing are different from everyone else's songs, any other song that the birds sing, because they're making it up themselves. So sometimes I think maybe lack of exposure is also good.
Yeah, that's an interesting point of view. I never thought about it. And I know that you were born in London, but you grew up in Texas, Dallas. Is that correct? So how was your work influenced by growing up there, if it did, obviously?
That's a very good question. Yeah, that was a huge influence, actually. I think, well, Texas is, in a way, it's a wonderful place. People are very generous, very, open and, just friendly on a level that I've rarely seen, maybe except for here in Italy. But there is a lot of, I think, fear and confusion around sexuality in Dallas, where I grew up. It's a very conservative Christian community, and even though I'm Christian, but ironically, my public high school was more conservative than my church. Like, my church was a pretty liberal Episcopalian church, and my high school, it was, you know, I think there was those people, you know, were trying to wait until marriage to have sex, so they were doing everything else, you know, but have, you know, vaginal intercourse. And so I think there's ways that I think as kids we all felt a little lost because the conversations around sex were not open. And that's something that I think obviously I'm responding to in my work. My work is pretty sexual and very deeply engaging the body and instinct in a different way. And I think that's kind of like a big, that hinges a lot around that Texas world. But it also, you know, the wonderful thing about being from there is that there is this love of people that a lot of Texans have, and that has certainly translated to me. And I'm a pretty social, outgoing person, and I do think I learned that from growing up in the South. And it is different. When I went away to Princeton, the North, everyone's a little more, you know...
it's like in Italy, so I totally understand.
Oh, really? Southern and Northern Italy?
I think that's something that has been studied, because it happens in all countries, that the North is different from the South for sometimes even climatic reasons that influence the whole society. I don't know exactly why. I don't remember, actually. But I've been in Texas before, so you can imagine.
Yeah, You've been?
Yes.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Austin and Houston.
Oh, that's so nice. Austin is a great city.
Yes.
Would
yes,
have been
it was
very
incredible.
different to grow up
and
there.
It kind of reminded me, I know it's weird, of some Spanish cities. I mean, the way you can walk in the street, and for example at night, and change pubs and clubs, and you know, that's something very Spanish movida.
Yeah,
you know, so you kind of reminded me that
makes sense. Austin has definitely that energy of like late night wandering.
I cannot steal any more of your time, so I can only say good luck with your future project. I'm sure we'll meet again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me back.
And thank you for being with us. And thank you to Josephine Decker, who's here for On the Waves for Her Homage. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino 32nd for Fred, the Festival Insider.